Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Well, we're happy to announce that today is Thursday, which means the weekend is almost and thankfully upon us. And that means it's time to start thinking about ideas for things to do. Joining us now with some of his is Jim Sullivan, Boston Herald contributor and editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Anthony.
So what's your first pick for us this weekend?
Well, just to preface, some weeks on Radio Boston, I've done picks that tilt toward the highbrow end of things, serious plays, serious music, serious movies. This is not one of those weeks.
Okay, well, we're happy to mix it up. We'll take our culture highbrow or lowbrow.
This is Cupcake, a musical. I followed one of the actors in the play, the magnificent Boston-based Karen McDonald. Followed her from her days at the ART, where she played Mother Courage, to the Lyric Stage, where she was in Superior Donuts, and to the Huntington, where she played Kate Keller in All My Sons. There's a lot of varied and terrific roles. And I'm going to go to the little club theater called Club Cafe for Cupcake, where she plays a ruthless real estate agent who serenades us with a torchy song called The Lament of a Real Estate Agent. The play itself, it's set in the seaside resort town of Summertown, which is a stand-in for Provincetown, where everyone seems to be fixated on this hunky Tom, a baker of some irresistible cupcakes, which for some reason are illegal to sell on the street. He's played by Grant McDermott, a bare-chested lifeguard played by Max Sangerman, and a nerdy librarian played by Hallie Brevetti. Each have crushes on Tom, who may be gay or may be straight. It's sweet, silly, trifle naughty.
We have a clip of a song from the show. Here is Crush, sung by Hallie Brevetti and Max Sangerman. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, Jim. That's Cupcake, a musical, tomorrow through June 24th. So what else is going on this weekend?
Well, tonight we've got Star Wars Uncut at the Brattle Theater.
Oh, boy. Strap on your lightsaber.
Indeed. It is, perhaps, so bad that it's good. I've seen clips on the internet, and you can do that, too, before you go or make a decision. Frankly, if there were no internet, this never would have happened, because what this is a crowd-sourced fan remake of Star Wars.
Hmm. Now, what does that mean?
Well, a fellow by the name of Casey Pugh is the guy behind this, and what he did was he chopped Star Wars into 15-second segments and solicited contributions from the folks on the web, collected them and edited them, stitched them together to create the entire movie with all kinds of different things, people, etc. There's kids, there's puppets, there's animation, there's bad acting, paper airplanes. It's all done sequentially. It certainly is a chance to fly your geek flag.
And if you're one of the three people out there who's not going to be watching the Celtics game tonight, right?
Absolutely perfect place to be.
All right. Well, that's Star Wars Uncut tonight at the Brattle Theater. And Jim, I have a pick of my own for this weekend. I'm a big fan of the photographer Ansel Adams. And this weekend at the Peabody Essex Museum, there's an exhibit opening of his water-themed photographs this Saturday. Adams was fascinated with water in all of its forms. And this exhibit will feature over 100 photographs of his, including his very first shot, which he took at the age of 14. The exhibit is called At the Water's Edge. And again, it's opening this Saturday at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem. Jim, we've got time for one more pick. What do you have for
that
us?
That would be Bootsy Collins tomorrow night at the House of Blues. You might know him as Bootzilla, or one of the ways he refers to himself these days, which is Casper the Funky Ghost. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's collaborated with everyone from Snoop Dogg to Talking Heads Jerry Harrison to Fatboy Slim to even the late bluegrass guitarist Doc Watson.
Well, we have a clip. Here's a little bit of Bootsy's classic Stretching Out. So that's Bootsy Collins. Jim, tell me a little bit more about him.
60 years old, latest CD came out last year called The Funk Capital of the World. And I interviewed him last week and asked him exactly where that funk capital was, and he told me the funk capital of the world is wherever you are. And then defining funk itself, he said, having 40 mothers in the room with no air conditioning and enjoying every minute. That's funk.
Sounds like funk to me.
Yeah, you probably have a few more of that in the House of Blues tomorrow.
So we'll go out on music from Bootsy Collins. Again, that's Bootsy Collins playing tomorrow at the House of Blues in Boston. Jim Sullivan, Boston Herald contributor and editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, as always, Anthony.
Have a great weekend. You can find more information about our picks at RadioBoston.org. Get funk out here. Hit me. Oh, glory be, the funk's on me.